What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Staying Christian podcast. I am your co-host, Gavin Hobbs, and I have with me
Eli your other co-host. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm Eli Shamley.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be doing one of the long-form segment podcasts where we just chat.
We just sit around and have a little chat going. Also, by the way, for new listeners, this isn't our usual format, FYI. And also, what is the Staying Christian podcast? We're basically two dudes, very common dudes, I feel like.
Oh, yes.
We're not anybody special.
We're like peasants.
We're basically peasants.
Yes.
And we're talking about our relatively new journey following Christ. We were baptized like, what, 3 years ago? Something crazy. Maybe four?
Two or three, yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while now.
Just a wee babby.
So we're trying to basically talk about it and keep each other accountable and also hopefully help you guys in the process.
Encourage you guys to keep on keeping on.
Because we have so much digital input into our lives that says, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
It says do whatever you want.
Right. And we're trying to introduce a different stream of data into your brain, hopefully, basically saying, hey, this is what Jesus is saying.
But what we're really doing is we're teleporting all of the things we want you to believe, like everybody else, but we think that ours is just better than everyone else's.
Basically, so we're shoving information down your throat.
Hopefully it's not like shoving, it's more like sipping tea, you know?
Yeah. That's a better analogy, actually. I like that. Sipping tea.
We're giving you some tea. If you want to sip it, you can sip it. If you would like to not sip it and drink it all and burn your throat, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Or you can go drink somebody else's rat poison. You know, it's up to you.
So, be prepared. So anyways, let's jump right in. All right, so it's late right now because
we just
things happened.
Yeah, we procrastinated.
Yeah, we were talking, catching up. So if we sound sleepy and stuff, that's why.
Just get over it.
Yeah, also, if you're like, man, I don't like listening to two dudes just talk about God and how they're struggling and trying to follow God, well then, this episode is not for you. Otherwise,
get out of here right
continue.
Now.
Something I was talking with Eli about, like maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, actually, was how I've been thinking about how we need to get together more and actually do things. And I don't know, I guess
to be a reoccurring theme.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
To be fair, keeping on is sort of the definition of that.
Yeah, a reoccurring thing. Yep. So I was just talking with him and how we need to, or actually mainly me, to get together more and actually be seeking the kingdom of God together and seeking a relationship with God together, you know, because God did say where two or more are gathered. He didn't say, hey, where you're all alone in a closet, there I am also. I mean, I'm not saying that he can't be, you know what I mean?
You can seek and he'll find you.
Yeah. But he specifically did point out where two or more are gathered, there I am also,
right?
You know? So for me, I've been kind of been convicted by that. And I'm like, I need to be going after this again and getting together with my brothers and seeking the word.
Right.
So I'm saying all that. Hopefully, maybe it's encouraging to you guys and maybe it'll help encourage you guys as we do it too. And maybe we'll bring some stuff from that, those gatherings here to the podcast.
One of the things about that even is when you're gathering with someone else, you're seeing Christ in them as well as the uniqueness that Christ made them to be, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it that way. So you're seeing Christ in a different way.
Yeah.
But also recognizing Christ.
Yeah. My mom always pointed out, she's like, God put a different piece of him in each of us.
Yeah.
And I was always like, oh, that's interesting.
It is an interesting
thought. But I'm like, it kind of feels true almost.
Yeah. It does, because you can recognize it when you see it.
Yep.
You know?
And, yeah. I don't know. I feel like pushing. Get you go there with people. Sorry about that. Another thing I was actually thinking about, and something I've been praying about, and I'm not like, hey, guys, check me out. I'm praying. It's something actually I feel like it's important, which is Paul, or Shema, said this in his recent... interview we had with him, mm-hmm. which is seek a relationship with God, right. you know, and that is the first commandment. We mentioned that in a couple episodes ago. The first and most important is love the Lord God with your mind, heart, mm-hmm. body, soul, and spirit. And I'm like, that's what I want, you know, because this isn't a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. And I listened to this song not too long ago. And it's You Saved Me More Than Any Religion, you know, and I think it was a love song, actually. It's kind of funny. You saved me more than any religion. And it was like, yeah, because religions don't save. Mm-hmm. God saves.
I looked up the definition real quick. They're systems of faith and worship. They're the systems of it.
Yeah.
You know, for it to actually do something, it's got to have the core. It's got to have the relationship.
So all that to say, I've been praying for an actual relationship with God, and I actually kind of feel strongly about that, mm-hmm. that that's what this really is. Like mm-hmm. Shema said, more than anything else, this is a relationship with him, because that's the only way this is actually going to work.
Right.
That we form a relationship with God, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
That's Christianity. We're following someone.
Not only that, but that's the thing you've been looking for.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do this, what do you call it again? Shout out again. But Jordy Searcy has this song, I don't even remember the lyric is, the more I live, I am convinced everyone just wants to be in love. Everyone's looking for something, but they don't know they're looking for someone.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And maybe he didn't mean it to be that. Maybe he's talking about just, you know, finding somebody, like someone to be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
But I see it as, you know, everyone's looking for, and I've said this before, and people are like, oh, I don't have a hole in my heart. No. But like, the truth is, for me, I've always been like, something's missing. You know, anytime I get something I thought I wanted, I'm always like, something's missing.
Yep.
And I'm always looking for that thing, and I don't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's lacking, but it's mostly on my end. Not much that God's doing to make that lack. But point is, that is what we look for.
Right.
You know, and I truly believe that.
Yeah. John Bellion has a song. It's called Stupid Deep, you know?
Yeah.
No
wonder we have our song segment, right?
Dude.
We have all the...
I think about songs, and the lyrics flow around in my head, mm-hmm. so I can't help it. And it's about this hole inside his heart, because the hole inside my heart is stupid deep.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if everything is right here? And mm-hmm. John Bellion, actually, I think in Glory Sound Prep, he actually talks about Jesus, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It seems like he does
in the
beginning to convert or something.
In the Adult Swim song.
Yeah. That was such an interesting song. I listened to that like quite a few times. I'm not saying you guys should listen to it. It has some cussing in it. So if you're okay with that, then listen to it. But otherwise, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
But he's got some deep thought. But yeah, hole in my heart is stupid deep. And we've got that hole in our hearts that it's not going to be filled by human love.
It sounds like one of those little Sunday school things, right?
Only
like,
Jesus can fill
Jesus
your heart.
Jesus fills the hole in my heart. But the truth is, you know, you can look at it. And everything everybody really wants, like, oh, money, possessions, mm-hmm. stability, excuse me. And you look at them, and when that's all they have, they'll tell you they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you could say, oh, you know, the end goal for life is not happiness. It's like, yeah, it's kind of not.
Right.
But we have something where we need to be fulfilled. We all want to be satisfied. Why? Because we are looking for something. Why are we explorers? Why did we travel to new lands? We're looking for something.
Right.
That's not to say, like, because I do have an opinion on, like, space exploration.
God put a sense of exploration in us, you know, naturally. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I also do think that some of that is sincerely just looking for that thing.
Right. And
looking for God. But as for the space thing, my thing is like, oh, you know,
I'm going to mention the space thing.
I like the planets. I want to see them closer, yeah. You know, in a way. I'm not going to be able to go there myself, but I'd like to see pictures and I'd like to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
you're a space nerd.
Yeah.
You're a space nerd. I'm a space nerd. Not as much as you, though. You're definitely one.
Oh, yeah.
To add on to that real quick,
is that what I think it is in your hand?
Yes, it is, actually. I'm looking at a post that you posted that I thought was good, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Brant Hansen, another shout out, because why not? Because I listen to things. Brant Hansen mentioned this in one of his recent podcasts in the Brant and Sherry Oddcast about how he read something that we are filling our minds with static, you know, of other things. Mm-hmm. And what if we're taking away from ourselves more of Jesus and trying to fill too much of that hole, you know, because we can try to stuff things in it.
Yeah.
And kind of temporarily close it.
All we ever do.
Temporarily close that thing.
Right.
With the static that we get from the internet and from possessions and from people around us and things that we think we need or want or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's like you're pulling away from what's actually God created in us. He created us to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is we've got this deceiver. Eli posted this on his Instagram, which I thought was actually insightful. Okay, you're rolling your eyes, but hear me out real quick. It's like what you said was actually good. I'll read it real quick. Whether you believe in a devil or believe in other countries inflaming our political scene, it's self-evident that a force of division is at play. I'll just say that he wouldn't be called the deceiver if what he offered didn't sound like the right thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. We got this deceiver. And there's a reason he's called the deceiver, like you said. He's trying to say, actually, you don't want God. This actually thing is... Right. And like my dad put it...
Or here's the right way to please God.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like the right thing because it's a half-truth. That's how it gets you.
Yep. And my dad always said that actually the same thing. It's got partial truth in it. And that's why it sounds so real and so good.
Mm-hmm.
He said... The devil's got counterfeits for everything.
Right.
You know, but they're never, and actually brings back that whole other 10th right Avenue thing. North counterfeits song. Anyways, they're never going to fill you up though. They seem like they could, but they never do.
They look like the right thing.
Yeah. Here we are, two young guys on a rant about all this. It's true.
These are our thoughts. I think all of this in 30 seconds.
Look at me, I'm Eli. I think all this in 30 seconds.
I'm just at work and I'm like, what's this and then that? But that goes to that. And then, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned some of that when I read Paralandra. I was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's how it is. I read the I told you I read the third book of that, right? C.S. Lewis's third space trilogy book.
I'm pretty sure you did.
At first, I wasn't sure what to come away with it from, you know, but I came to the conclusion of that it was about showing how inflamed humanity is, you know, with the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, and it does it by illustrating science, like parts of science. Well, C.S. Lewis does it by illustrating parts of science as evil. You know,
interesting,
and showing like even like in the science places, like an organization, like showing how it's corrupted and all this, and how they use power to get whatever they want instead of, you know, actually pursuing finding new things and making new things anyway. But yeah, I was just thinking about that and thinking about how I talked about the Seaver stuff when we talked about Paralandra, because he plays a big role in that. And essentially, I don't really want to spoil it, but what happens is, I don't want to spoil it, but here it is.
Spoiler alert. The deceiver goes,
hey, here's the way you can please God. God really doesn't want you to do that. He's just telling you to do it so that you'll actually change your mind and do what he actually wants you to do.
What? Okay. Weird.
Right. It's like... Don't go over there. He said not to go over there because he wants you to go there.
What?
You know? And that's what he did, what he does.
Yep.
You know? Don't eat that. It's like, no, eat that. He told you not to eat that. because he wants you to eat that. You know?
Yeah.
But I just want to do what's right, what God wants me to do. No, trust me. Mm-hmm. He wants you to do that.
Yeah.
You know? And we see that all the time. It's just like, this is the right thing. This is our good human nature.
Yeah.
It's not. Actually, nature is like the average of what you've been doing. Really. Mm-hmm. It's like my nature is, you know, to watch a lot of TV, and you're just like, that doesn't mean it's a good nature.
Yeah.
You know, that means it's your nature.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's true.
And I guess if you think that good is subjective, then I don't know.
Then that's a whole whole rabbit hole in and of itself.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you can have a nature and it cannot be the right thing. You can say, this is human nature. This is just how we are. That doesn't mean it should be that way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and on a side note from that, something Brant always says that's so insightful, and I actually have been like, even when he said it, I was like, what? But then I'm like, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is garbage in, garbage out, you know?
Right.
Like, what you're putting in, like you said, what you're doing is your nature. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you making into your nature?
Right.
What are you feeding yourself?
Yeah, I want to be genuine good natured and not, I don't want to be pretending to be good natured.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be bad natured thinking I'm good natured, you know?
Yeah. Something I think that's worth saying here too is like, worth just saying, oh my gosh, the world is terrible. The deceiver is coming at you. But like, I feel like, that shouldn't go without saying, that's where the good news comes into play.
Right.
You know, that's why it's called the good news. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I know this sounds cliche and I know everyone's like, well, yeah, Gavin, but I feel like it should be said. Mm-hmm. The way to battle that is to
lean on God.
Yeah. Lean on, seek him, you know?
Right.
And that's what I've actually had a convicting kind of realization, which is am I actually pursuing him?
Yeah.
As hard as I'm pursuing other things in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I answer that with a no, and I'm trying to change that right now because I've really been thinking about that the past couple of days, and I'm like, you know what? It's time to turn this around. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, and I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, you're doing a podcast and you're doing that? Yeah, guys. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that rebuttal, except, yeah, this is me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on changing.
I mean, part of this, I think, is like when you hear the good news thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is there's a song, I think I mentioned it recently, but it was called Kingdom of God by John Guerra. Yeah. And one of the lines is, it's like the heart of the mourner is the road to the kingdom of God. The heart of the broken, you know, the ones who have nothing. It's like when you finally realize who you are and who you've been in your life. Like, and I was like, oh, you, I mean me. When I finally realize who I've been in my life and how I cannot be good on my own and that I need God to be good, that's when there's a straight path to seeing Christ for who he is. You know, it's to make the way up the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise I couldn't get through those thorn bushes by myself.
Yeah.
You know, but it's been paved.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. And I know some people might be like, Gavin, you're a failure if you are just doing this. But I don't know. I believe.
Well, I think that's why it's the turning back.
Yeah. It's the turning back and going back to God and say, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, there is. Yeah,
Papa.
This is me. This is me turning back, turning around and saying, I want to pursue you, God, like I'm 110%, you know, because this is what I have dedicated my life to now.
Yeah.
You know, this is the sole purpose of my life, and I need to keep that in front of me. Mm-hmm. And
it's Gavin saying, Papa, I burned my hand after you told me not to touch the stove. And you say, I told you not to touch the stove.
I know.
But the great thing about that is God goes and gets the burn cream and puts it on your hand for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, well, now we know. What do we know now?
Yep. You know. Have you learned your lesson, dear boy? Have you learned your lesson, dear boy? Okay, I'm going to change the subject real quick because I pulled up an email we got sent from a listener.
Ooh. Is it one I replied to?
I think so, yeah. I hope you did. No, you did. They said...
Don't reprimand me. I do my best, okay? I know I've
sometimes
missed
your some. Best isn't good enough.
I know it is.
I'm kidding. Let me see here. So the question this person asked, one specific question, I'm actually going to target because some of the other questions I don't know that I want to hit right now at the moment, is he says here, for every choice you make, does God want you to choose one thing instead of another, or is it possible that he's cool with you deciding and that there will be opportunities to serve him either way? Like, I understand that there are always things God wants us to do or not to do, but is everything a matter of right choice or wrong choice? College over self-education, or short hair over long hair, live here instead of there? Sometimes I can feel God say, yes, do that, but other times it's like he leaves it up to me, and the only option is to step forward in a direction and hope he makes something out of it. In summary, does God have a specific path for every person, or is it possible that we make our own paths in pursuit of him, and that for every fork in the road, there isn't necessarily one right way? Obviously, there are right and wrong choices sometimes. So, yeah.
Are you asking me to say a response?
So, I am asking for your response, and I'm also, I want to talk about it real quick because, yeah.
Do you want to say something first?
You go ahead.
Okay.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I would say that's kind of why God made free will, you know, so that we can make our own choices. Not that there aren't right and wrong choices, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are those definite things. Yeah. It's like, all right, God definitely wants this, you know, and I feel like God's leading me in this direction.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if you're in touch with where God, how God sounds, you know, when yeah. he says something, you're going to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to know when it's you and when it's not. Anyway, my point is, I don't think there's a straight specific line with your every little choice, right? It's like, oh, I drank a Pepsi instead of a Coke today. God wanted right. me to drink a Coke. It's like, you know, I know you're talking about other bigger things than that.
Yeah.
But my point is, God promised, was it Jesus that said to work all things together for good?
I don't know for sure.
You know, and I yeah. think that might have been said in the context of specifically Satan's temptations, or like Satan trying to sabotage things.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's, I have also seen it. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. You can slander me. All right. But what I'm saying is, like, you can make the wrong choice and go back. Like, remember, I think it was J.J. Heller's song, You Want More For Me.
Yeah.
There was something about not being afraid of going forward because you'll always be caught if you fall backwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're going for the gold. You're going for good, mm-hmm. not for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so, in that way, I would say, oh, there are no wrong decisions, but
there are.
You will know when there was a wrong decision.
Yeah.
You will know. And hopefully you'll know before, especially if you're keeping in contact with God.
If you're seeking him, you'll definitely know.
If you are with some of his people that you know are in touch with him, you'll yeah. be able to ask them too what they think, you know? Yeah. And yeah, that's kind of what I have to say. I don't know. Was that... What do you think about that?
That's clear enough. I have a couple things. Number one, we're not experts on this.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Just us thing. No.
I was just like, hear what it is.
You don't have to. I'm not expecting you. But I did want to mention that. Number two, I've heard a buddy of mine, it'd be cool to have him on the podcast, talk about this actually, where he went around, because I have a couple things. I'm like, I don't think it's black and white. Like, mm-hmm. okay, God's just going to tell you when you have to do something, and God's not going to tell you when you're going to do something, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just not that black and white. You cannot stick God in a box.
Right.
But like Eli said, I think you can. You will know sometimes. If you're seeking him 100% and right. trying to find his will, you know, I think you're going to be in good hands. And if you don't get a clear decision... I've heard Brant talk about, he just made a decision
yeah.
because he didn't get anything really clear. He wasn't sure. He didn't feel like he got anything. So he just like, well, this is what I think would be the best option. So I'm going to do it and continue seeking him there, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so actual real life stories from a guy I know. He was wondering if he needed to move to a different state, like across the country. And he talked to a bunch of the guys and people in the church, you know? He prayed about it really hard and all this stuff, you know? And everybody had their own opinion and their things they said about it. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he didn't feel like it was God for him, the things they were saying. Mm-hmm. He didn't actually feel like it was God. And finally, one day he was riding in a car and he said, he finally just was like, you know what? What do I feel like I'm supposed to do? I'm moving. Mm-hmm. That's it. And immediately he felt the peace of God, he said. It was like a month that he was mulling over this, trying to figure out what to do. And immediately after that, mm-hmm. he was just the peace, bam. And he knew that was it. That was what he was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even when you do, sometimes I think it's good to go talk to people you know about
right.
things like major life decisions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like seeking wisdom, God says to seek wisdom, that's a really big deal. And mm-hmm. a great source of that is older people. Mm-hmm. But also even in that scenario, you know, it didn't work out. I think like, yeah. but like he was seeking God for, and in the end he had that peace and it was good. Mm-hmm. A personal story of mine, not to ramble on here, but I was wondering if I should go to college for a long time.
Yeah, you were. I remember yeah, that.
I was mulling over. I wasn't sure what to do. I was pretty sure I was supposed to go, but I wasn't 100% sure. Mm-hmm. I had been flip-flopping all throughout middle school and high school. And finally, it was my last year or whatever, and I entered this whole big scholarship program, got accepted into the first series of, like, I don't know, the people who really got... I basically went through their first filtration method mm-hmm. to get the scholarship. That's like it was like a full ride, practically. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I told my mom before I even got accepted into that thing, I was like, Mom, I feel like if I don't get this, I don't need to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I know some people then were like, you don't need to base it off of just getting a scholarship. Like that's a lot to base it off for it. If, and right. blah, 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 you know? But I felt pretty strongly about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is what I think, actually. I really feel like this is it.
Right.
So it turns out I didn't get the scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually really thankful for that. Looking back at that now, there's COVID that broke out. I could have still gone, but I don't know that I would have gotten the experience that I wanted.
Right.
And I'm actually really thankful with where I am now. And I have total peace about all that, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't mean I'm not going to go to college later on, you know, mm-hmm. but that was just me personally. I'm just like, you know what? I said this and then I didn't get the scholarship and I feel peace with not going.
Right.
And other people were saying you still need to go, but I had peace with not going, you know? So it's really, I think, you seeking God, and then after, if you don't get much of a thing, you got to take a step. And if mm-hmm. you do get something, then lean on that. And if it's right, then I think you're going to get peace with it, mm-hmm. you know, and you'll know, like right. you said.
Especially if it's a bigger decision like that.
Right.
There's definitely more to it, I think. I got really, and I should probably reread the book again. But Mike Donaghy wrote a book called Finding God's Life for My Will or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It's got
a twisty
title.
Yeah.
But it's really good. And he explains sort of almost exactly, he tells his life stories basically answering that question mm-hmm. about, you know, what is the big deal like? What can I, you know? And like Gavin was saying, it's not really always strict, straight, here it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's not always a black and white decision. And I think God wants us to have the freedom to choose these things.
Yeah.
You know?
He did give us a free will, like you said.
Right. And so, yeah. I don't know. I think that's what I have.
Yeah. I think that's all we have.
I'd recommend that book, actually, you know?
Yeah, I actually do want to read that because that sounds interesting.
I've got a physical copy.
Coolness. I'll just sit down in a little reading chair because I have so much time, and then we just read that.
So much time. I was gonna say stuff about Saul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he persecuted Christians. He literally killed them, stood there and watched them get murdered.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, it's great. you know?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, these false people hate him, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he's going to Damascus, you know, and then his life is changed instantly. Mm-hmm. Suddenly he's on the other team. He's like, I believe all this now. I was blinded by God, set in this house. God told me this man would come and that he was a follower of Christ, of Jesus.
Yeah.
And would tell me and would heal me in his name and I would be healed. And now I believe, you know.
Yeah.
And then he goes to all the places where he had helped persecute and helped try to convince people,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's such a massive turnaround. And it's like, I think it's like, and he wrote like 60% of the New Testament after that.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I'm saying, is like, there are people that we just like, oh, there's no way.
There's no way. You yeah. know? And those are the people that God used.
Right.
Like, and then the Christians back then, they mm-hmm. like hated him kind of.
Oh, yeah.
They were scared of him at like, the very least.
He came to their churches and they were like, wait, isn't this the guy? Isn't this that guy who literally killed people? It's like, yes, but
he's changed.
He is filled with Christ now.
That was another episode of the Staying Christian podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This may be garbage or this may be something.
Hopefully we were encouraging. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
Yep. We have a description down below mm-hmm. with show notes and all that good stuff where you guys can check out our new music playlist. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Staying Christian, mm-hmm. and you guys can email us about all the things you hated about this recent podcast. That's stayingchristian@gmail.com.
Yep. I will be awaiting.
You will be awaiting.
Hatred.
Yep. Your emails or your guide. You guys are awesome. We'll take that
yeah,
as
I'll
well.
I'll take that too.
Yeah.
But I prefer the hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm Gavin Hobbs.
I'm Eli Chamley.
Stay real out there, you guys.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. I said we babby. It sounded so weird.
It did sound weird, but I'm like, okay.
It's like, all right.
What are you saying?
Have you seen Series of Unfortunate Events? You know when he's warming
that's
up.
That's like the old one, yeah, right? With like Carrey or
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
When he's warming up for the play, he's like, he's like, whoa. And he goes, season must die, season must die, season must die. And then he hears the applause before he goes, my audience wins. Me, mambo, me, mambo, me, mambo.
Such a creepy movie, dude. I was creeped out as a kid by that.